family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, April 18th, 2014. End of the week. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And it's also, of course, Good Friday, and the stock market is closed today, much to the relief of those overstressed bankers and investors out there. The Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of our show today, and I know a lot of you have been missing her to judge by the email. Now, tomorrow, April 19th, is Patriots Day. Patriots Day is the anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord, which is a very famous battle when the last government that was on this land tried to seize the weapons of the American people, and it didn't really work out all that well for that government, which was eventually fired and kicked on out for excessive taxation and spending that money everywhere but on the people who were being taxed. Tomorrow is also, of course, the very sad anniversary of the FBI's final incineration of the Branch Davidian Church down in Waco, Texas. We know there was a huge, gigantic cover-up about that. Basically, it was a publicity stunt by the BATF that went horribly wrong, and this government will never admit that they've done something wrong, so their solution was to burn the place to the ground and say, oh, it was a mass suicide, really. Unfortunately for the government, the autopsy of the remains of those people in the church, which included a huge number of children, showed no smoke inhalation damage in their lungs, which means they were dead of the gassing before the fire was started. Now, tomorrow is also the anniversary of the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. Yet another well-known false flag. We've taken that one apart over the intervening years. And I'm hoping that our government, which is desperate to somehow get this war agenda back on track, isn't planning something for tomorrow. But it would be reckless for them to try and do something again on that particular day. Now, if you're wondering what it is I'm wearing on my head, those of you on BAM User TV, pardon me, I finally got my justice cap. Which I mentioned on the show a few weeks ago, and I decided to get one here. And it arrived yesterday, for some reason by certified mail, I'm not too sure. But the whole idea, it's just a plain black baseball cap, except the front of the brim has these infrared emitting diodes, and there's a little button where you can turn them on and off. And the idea being that if you're under surveillance by these infrared cameras at night, that this glow from the LEDs will mask your face here. But it looked kind of cool, and I thought I'd wear it on the show. Apparently these come from Czechoslovakia. They are hideously back-ordered, so if you did order one of these, be patient. They are having trouble meeting the demand for these hats. They're sending them to every country that is subject to this constant video surveillance. And it's just a way of protesting the fact, saying, hey, I have a right to privacy guaranteed by the Constitution until you know for a fact I am committing a crime. And somebody in the chat room says they got one of the caps as well here. And probably over the weekend, I'll put it on the night vision scope and see how effective it really is. Big news today over in Mexico. They had a magnitude 7.2. They've sort of revised it downward quake in Galena, Mexico. It was sort of out in the wilderness, but it shook up a lot of the resort areas and probably all of the marijuana farms as well. The quake happened far inland, so there was no tsunami. And I mention that because I posted a link to the website that monitors earthquakes here in Hawaii. because all of a sudden we're getting a real swarm of small quakes all over the Big Island. Now, normally, we only get maybe 2-3 quakes a week, and they're concentrated around the active eruption zone on the south part of the Big Island. But over the last few weeks, there's just a huge swarm of quakes. Some of them have been large enough to have been felt here on the island of Oahu, and they're occurring all over the island, the north part, and very great intensity down the area of Chain of Craters Road. So I know that Kilauea is in a higher than normal active state, but we may be on the brink of a really sizable eruption on that volcano. So get your cameras ready, because it's going to be pretty down there. Alrighty, obviously the big news continues to be the situation in Ukraine. Over the last couple of days, we've been getting all this kind of information about this deal in Geneva, and it was going back and forth. It was very murky, a lot of conflicting information. It has been announced that there is a deal between Russia and the West on the Ukraine crisis. And parties to these talks in Geneva included the United States, the European Union, representatives from the junta in Kiev, and representatives from Russia. Pointedly not invited to this discussion is the leadership of the separatists in eastern Ukraine. They were not welcome in there at all. And, of course, this is kind of an interesting situation because the separatists are saying, look, we weren't invited. We didn't get to talk. The deal's not binding on us. The American media is trying to make it look like those separatists, they refuse to go along with the deal. But let's say your neighbor to the left of you and your neighbor to the right of you get together and have a meeting and say they have agreed that you're going to chop down this tree on your property that they think is really ugly. Why would you go along with that? You weren't party to the negotiations or the discussions. And this could just be theater, because as you know, following the situation in Syria last August, where Kerry and Obama, they were on the verge of declaring that war, and Putin came in, calmed things down, made a deal that avoided war, and came out looking like a global statesman. And Obama's been very, very jealous, and he's trying to figure out some way he can upstage Putin and look like he is the global statesman and peace bringer. And so they've put together this deal and they've announced it. And yet while the deal was being announced, even after it was supposedly completed, Obama is out there talking about new sanctions against Russia and how American military might is superior to anywhere else in the world, which is very dangerous talk. And you need to remember throughout history, every leader who started a war started that war thinking their military was superior to everybody else. They had to believe that, or there wouldn't have been much point in starting the war. And yet we know that many of those leaders were flat out wrong. So they're making a big deal over the fact that the separatists in eastern Ukraine are refusing to end the occupation despite the Geneva Agreement. But the point you need to remember is they were not party to that negotiation. They were not invited. They didn't even know it was happening. And I know there's an old joke that democracy is four wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And we understand it's extraordinarily absurd for these other groups to get together and say, we have decided this, and the separatists, who by definition do not recognize that junta in Kiev, to go along with that. Now, the pro-Russian, they keep calling them pro-Russian groups. They're really independence people, but they're trying to say Russian bad. These groups in eastern Ukraine are saying they are going to stay where they are until there is a secession referendum in eastern Ukraine. And they're just, that's what they want. They want a chance to vote on whether or not they're going to be part of a country ruled by a government they did not vote for. And that seems perfectly, perfectly reasonable. Now, that agreement that was reached in Geneva is already dead on arrival, and not just because Obama's out there talking about America's superior military and more sanctions against Russia. The junta in Kiev has already said the military operation in Ukraine is going to continue, even though the Geneva Agreement said all violence must stop. And so this document that they're waving around on the media isn't even worth the paper that it's written on. It's already dead on arrival, but they're fanning it around, and I think it's just another White House publicity stunt to make it look like the U.S. government is seeking a path to peace even as they continue to escalate for more war. And I'm not the only person who's thinking that, because we have this article over at Investment Watch blog saying the U.S.-Russia de-escalation agreement is a distraction And the war agenda is clearly moving forward. Now, getting back to the junta in Kiev and their attempt to militarily dominate the eastern Ukraine, there's a very revealing article over on DW.de called Soldiers on a Feudal Mission. And it's listing all of these military, Ukrainian military, who are going into the eastern Ukraine and are either simply not obeying their orders to kill the separatists. In many cases, they're defecting. And it is becoming very obvious that the junta in Kiev has neither the Ukrainian people's support nor the military. More about Kiev and when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
The hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the situation in Ukraine and how this military adventurism by the junta in Kiev is not doing very well. We've been hearing all along about how these Ukrainian soldiers are just, they're not enthusiastic about firing on their own countrymen. Very clearly, many of them do not recognize the junta in Kiev as the legitimate government of their country and not lawful authority. This is another article that we saw over here in RIMF.com about how the Ukrainian offensive is faltering, and they're reporting on many of these incidents. Apparently, an entire contingent of 21 armored vehicles simply surrendered. Huge humiliation for the government in Kiev. Wall Street Journal had a story. Ukraine's efforts to regain control of East Sputter. Locals halted army columns, and there's been a repeat of that amazing incident we saw during the Tiananmen Square massacre. Remember that one kid walked out, just stood there, and stopped a column of tanks. This has now been repeated in Ukraine by an unarmed woman. Just walked out, stood in front of the tanks, and the crews in the tanks refused to drive over here. Over her, rather. Now, Ukraine apparently is so concerned about more ethnic Russians coming into the eastern Ukraine, they have now banned entry into Ukraine for all Russian males between the ages of 16 and 60. Even if they have documentation saying that they have family in the region, even if they're traveling with women and children, there's an absolute ban. That's racism, I think, here. Okay, they're not banning the girls. They want those hot Russian chicks to come on in, but the men, no, they're not allowed to come on in there. And again, it tells us just what kind of a state of panic is going on in Kiev. Doesn't really feel like democracy, does it? Which is always the excuse when the U.S. goes in and covertly overthrows some other government. It's because we're bringing democracy and the American way of life to those people. Apparently, the U.S. has decided that those extra F-16s deployed to Poland are going to remain there for the rest of the year. They're keeping the weapons in place here. And very interesting story. Despite Obama's tough talk about how America's military is clearly superior, which I question, it's certainly more expensive than any other military on the planet, like our health care. But like our health care, it may actually be somewhere down like 33rd or 34th in terms of quality and effectiveness here. But apparently, the Obama administration is now engaging in a program trying to go around the world to various financial centers to try and force Russia out of the global financial markets and saying that this may be the strongest tool Obama has. Well, this betrays the real agenda. Because the real agenda is to force all those financial centers back onto the U.S. dollar. They want to isolate the Russian ruble. They want to isolate the yuan because those are threats to the U.S. dollar if they're allowed to be traded internationally. That's the real agenda for all these wars, forcing the world back onto Bretton Woods, forcing the world to go back to using the dollar for all international trade and banking, forcing all the resource-rich areas of planet Earth to sell those resources only for the U.S. dollar, so the U.S. financial centers get their mafia-like piece of the action of all global commerce. They don't have to work. They don't have to make anything. They just sit there and they get a percentage of everybody else's work. Sounds like slavery to me, if you think about it very, very carefully. Now, yesterday we were talking about these so-called pro-Russian protesters who showed up at a synagogue in Donetsk and started handing out these pamphlets saying that the new government in Donetsk, the Donetsk Regional Administration, was ordering all Jews to register. And, of course, Kerry was on TV yesterday. This is deplorable. This is despicable. This is Nazis, 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 Nazis. And I commented on the show yesterday, this is going to be another hoax. It's going to be another fraud. Even the ADL came out and said, we're not too sure about this one. And, of course, you know, it was all over the American corporate media being treated as absolute fact. But it is a hoax. The guy whose signature appears on the document says, no, it's a complete fake, it's propaganda. There's a Jewish advocacy group in Donetsk who has come out and said it's clearly a fraud. Now, if your memories are in decent shape, you'll remember this is an exact repeat of a hoax that was played back in 2006, claiming that Iran was going to require Jews to wear a yellow badge. That was also carried all over the American media as if it was a fact. Actually, it was almost immediately retracted because everybody said, this is complete nonsense. This is another propaganda hoax. Remember that one about, you know, Saddam was yanking babies out of the Kuwaiti incubators? And the story was a complete fraud created by Hill & Knowlton Public Relations, which counts the U.S. government as one of their biggest clients. And they took the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador and coached her to just go in front of the cameras at the U.N. and just bring tears to the eye about what a terrible thing was being done to those babies, claiming to be a nurse at the hospital. And she wasn't a nurse at the hospital. She's the daughter of the ambassador. And the whole thing was a complete fraud. How many times do you have to be lied to before you understand that you are ruled by this government only with lies, fraud, and deception? Remember Saddam's nuclear weapons? Remember Assad gassing his own people last August? And they're trying to repeat that one as well right now. And, of course, we come down to the situation of Secretary of State John Kerry, supposed to represent the best and the brightest in the American government, because he is the Secretary of State. And he was out there yesterday just calling this, you know, Jews must register. It's intolerable. It's grotesque. It's beyond acceptable. Even the Washington Post story on this Jews must register, you know, was filled with all these maybe, could be, Even they were having a hard time buying it. But John Kerry, yes, it's real. It's dangerous. It justifies further belligerence here. So I put up a poll at whatreallyhappened.com. And the poll was, Kerry's speech on Ukraine, Jews must register hoax proves. And the choices were, he was in on the hoax from the start, which got 12%. He is a moron, which got 7%. And he is both, which got 81%. So the people have spoken on that. We got him on another lie. Another lie. How many times are you going to be lied to before you stand up and say, I will not live under a government that lies to me? Nowhere in the Constitution is the government authorized to lie to you. And the 10th Amendment forbids them from doing so. There is no contract that says the government is allowed to lie to you. There's no judge who would enforce a contract where one party is allowed to lie to the other, because the party being lied to cannot know what they're agreeing to. Which is the whole point of contract law. No, we will not be lied to. I do not give my consent to be lied to by these politicians. Anyway, over in Syria, the hired mercenaries have received a new influx of arms, many of which you paid for last Tuesday, I might add. And they're surrounding areas of Damascus. They're firing mortar shells in. Now, they can't hit the city center, but they are causing a lot of civilian damage. And just like the Brits during the London Blitz, this constant barrage of attacks is only building support for Syria's leadership. And the people of Damascus are rallying around Bashar al-Assad, this idea of using terror weapons to convince a general population to turn away from their government. It hasn't worked in the past, and it's not working now. And it shouldn't be. All right, we're coming up on a commercial break. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by a captain.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. John in Barbados. John, welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting, and what is on your mind today?
Well, going back to this false flag piece of nonsense about this pamphlet being issued by the Eastern Ukrainians to the Jews, asking them to register or demanding that they register and also detail all their assets. Well, there's a group called the National Conference Supporting Jews, and that's responsible in Russia, Ukraine, and the Baltic states. And the director, Leslie Weiss, said to the one of the daily blogs, it's a fake flyer. It's complete nonsense. And off goes Mr. Kerry in his usual self. I remember a conference he did in Europe a while ago, and he said Americans have the right to be stupid. And he and Obama seem to be, exercising that right on a daily basis.
Well, you know, you hit a very good point there, because what should be alarming to Americans right now, I mean, after the Saddam's nukes lie, after the torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin lie, after Assad gassing his own people lie, and yet, apparently inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C., they are still living in this dream world where Americans are completely stupid and will believe anything this government says. I guess they're so well shielded by their staffs, telling them what they think the boss wants to hear rather than accurately reporting on what's going on. They don't understand how severe the crisis of credibility is for the U.S. federal government right now.
Well, all I can say is the same story was faithfully reproduced in the U.S. media and the British media. Well, in the Daily Mail, if you forget the story, just read the blogs. People are not being fooled. They're telling the Daily Mail to stop publishing this rubbish.
Well, I'm amazed that the Daily Mail is allowing those comments, because a lot of places where I saw this story posted, comments had been disabled.
Ah, no, in the Daily Mail, not, sir. And in fact, they're quite supportive of the Eastern Ukrainian Russians and Putin in particular.
Okay, well, that's probably a good reason why they left the comments on. I'm starting to sense that much of the corporate media is fed up with what's going on, and they're still following a direct order to sell the propaganda, but we're definitely seeing fraying around the edges where, again, Washington Post reporting on this Jews Must Register story, they loaded it up with all these sort of qualifiers, maybe, sort of, could be, where they were hedging their bets on that. And so the corporate media, and I have to tip my hat if I was still wearing it to them, they're starting to sort of break away from this lockstep with the government propaganda. They're still going to follow the direct orders from government and corporate masters. And, of course, all these media outlets are loaded up with CIA agents through Operation Mockingbird, and they're going to go on doing the job that they think will build the greatness of America. But for the non-CIA people inside the corporate media, they're definitely straining at the leash right now.
Well, all the corporate media in the UK now, including the BBC and what have you, if you read the comments of what people send in, they're discrediting themselves. They've only got themselves to blame.
That's exactly right. I mean, the U.S. government, the corporate media have this huge credibility problem. MSNBC's ratings just hit a 7-year low. And yet they're still going on playing the games that worked at the height of the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s, and they just don't get it. That the world has changed dramatically because the availability of the internet and the independent media has fundamentally changed how information flows through society. It's no longer ruler says, corporate media repeats, people believe. It doesn't do that anymore. And the sooner they realize that, and the sooner they start changing their behavior, the better the chances that we're all going to come out of this without any more bloodshed.
Well, what I see is that, Michael, probably one of the most important media at the moment is on the net, and it's called Skype, because I talk to people from Germany, from Poland, from Ukraine, from Russia, from all over the planet. And there is no way that this government can get away with the rubbish.
What they'll do when they get desperate, they'll do what Erdogan did in Turkey, and they'll just shut it down completely, which is only going to make the situation even worse. And we know that Skype is monitored by the NSA, and so is this. We do this radio show over Skype here, so greetings to our friends in national surveillance. But there is no going back. And again, I like to point out that we're seeing a social revolution today that is very much like what happened when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing, and all of a sudden books became affordable to the middle classes, literacy exploded, people were reading, they were talking to each other, they were asking questions, and a lot of the old dogma came crashing down because of that. And the power structure of the time, whether it was governmental or religious, fought back, trying to either destroy it or control it or own it all. And it ultimately didn't work. And because of that explosion of literacy and publishing, the world changed. In fact, we could almost write all of world history, all of human history, as a constant battle back and forth between the rulers who want to control what the people know and the emergence of new technologies that shift the balance of information flow and the control of information back to the hands of the people. And that's certainly what happened here with the advent of the Internet and the independent media.
Well, as far as the government's concerned, Michael, I'm with Jay Rockefeller on this. This is the biggest mistake they ever made, was opening the Internet to the general population.
Well, they never intended to. They never intended to. Okay?
I'm sure they did.
Okay, John, I'm going to let you go here, and I'm going to give you a quick recap of how the Internet came into being. The Internet began as a Department of Defense Advanced Research Projects agency, and it was called ARPANET. And it was designed to allow computer messaging communication between government installations and military contractors, and it was never intended to be made available to the public. But a lot of these government contractors working at the universities doing government contracts, as they left government service to move into the private sector, they would set up connections from the ARPANET to their home machines. And it began to grow and grow and grow and was all over the place. And then in the 1970s, DARPA went to all the companies that were running the backbone servers for the Internet and said, you know, with this year's funding check come some new rules about who's allowed to be on this thing. And the companies running the backbone servers on the Internet basically said, you can take your funding and you can shove it. We'll pick up and carry the costs from now on. And that is the day when the ARPANET became the Internet and it broke free of government control. Hackers call it the Great Revolt. But you need to understand, when the government first designed the ARPANET, it was certainly not something that was intended to be made available to the public. Okay, we're going to go to Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you kind of talked a little bit about what I was going to bring up. I was under the delusion that Al Gore invented the Internet. That is. But speaking of that, I mean, everything that they do, you know, Al Gore was kind of mentored by Maurice Strong, who was told to do everything he did by David Rothschild. And it's all a money-making scheme. Mm-hmm. And I firmly believe, you know, I studied a little bit of psychology in college, and our current leadership is very delusional, and they're living in a dream world.
They are. I'm getting a strong sense that our government is a little too isolated from the people. And we know, I mean, out of this paranoia that we have in the government, there's a story we have later on in the talking points about how the Secret Service literally threatened the Mr. Met, athletic mascot, the guy in a costume runs around on the field, and yes. Obama was going to be at the game, and the Secret Service went to the guy in the costume and said, if you do any of these things, we will shoot you. We have snipers in the seats there, and we will gun you down if you do something that we don't like. I mean, that is how completely paranoid this government has become. And with paranoia comes a certain degree of isolation. And we've seen some really poor decision-making coming out of the administration, not just about the situation in Ukraine, but Obamacare, global warming, the economy. And I think part of the problem is that Obama has surrounded himself with men and women who will tell him what he wants to hear rather than what he needs to know in order to protect their phony, baloney, high-paying, prestigious jobs. And that basically means that the top levels of our government are pretty much deaf, dumb, and blind about what the American people are truly feeling and thinking right now. And that is a recipe for disaster. Obi, got to go. Take a break for commercial. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance for treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. Consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency.
Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, this is an interesting story over on Democracy Now! There's a new documentary film out called Drone. And it is basically one of the blockbuster revelations in there is the extent to which the United States Air Force is participating in the supposed to be secret CIA assassination campaign. And apparently a lot of these assassinations, killings of innocent people, are controlled out of the U.S. Air Force unit in Nevada. And they link through satellites, and they fly the drones to the other side of the world, and they blow up a terror suspect whose name was handed over possibly for no other reason than the bounty money. They don't know he's a terrorist. He certainly hasn't had a trial. Due process, and they'll blow this guy up and 20 to 30 innocent civilians around him in countries we are not actually at war with. A lot of people are probably thinking the CIA is out there with their own little drone set up. No, the Air Force is involved. So I want to ask a question of all of you people who are either in or used to be in the Air Force. How do you feel about this idea that your branch of the service is just going out there and murdering people in countries we're not at war with on the basis of unfounded suspicions and taking out huge numbers of innocent civilians in the process? How do you feel about that? Does it make you proud? Do you want to go out and put on your medals and your badges and your ribbons and strut around proudly before your friends and neighbors? I don't think so. Speaking of strutting around proudly in front of the neighbors, Dr. James Elmer Mitchell has gone public trying to clean up his image. Now, if you probably don't understand it, this is the retired Air Force psychologist who was key to setting up the U.S. government's torture program to find ways to psychologically maximize the fear and terror for these people being waterboarded and sliced up with razor knives and various other things. We still don't know what was being done. And he's out there saying, you know, I'm just being unfairly demonized here. You know, it's not like I walked up to the CIA and said, please let me torture people. You know, I was just, you know, I'm just doing my job. You know, I'm a guy who got asked to do something for his country. I was only following the orders. And Dr. Mitchell, you know, all those war criminals at Nuremberg kept saying exactly the same thing until they reached the end of that rope on the scaffold. If you are participating at any level in the U.S. government torture program, you are a war criminal. You have committed crimes against humanity under both U.S. and international law. And you're just going to have to live with that. You can't come out and say, we're the good guys. The torturers are the good guys. I'm sure, you know, every torturer, the government will try and convince you, yes, it's necessary, it's right, it's just. Believe it or not, when you look back at the horrors of the Holy Inquisition and the witch hunts and the heretics who were burned alive at the stake, the people who were setting the fires were told by the church that they were doing these people a kindness because it was slowly going to ease them into the fires of hell rather than just sort of dumping them in there unprepared. So these lackeys of the church set fire to living human beings absolutely secure in their belief that they were doing something kind for them. Now, getting over to Boston, there's been yet another development. The defense lawyers for Dzhokhar Tsarnaev have requested, as part of their discovery process, evidence on the fact that the older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, was recruited by the FBI as an informant because evidence from videos and photos at the Boston Marathon bombing site seemed to indicate Tamerlan was leading his younger brother along, that Tamerlan was in charge of whatever was going down. And if it can be documented, officially, legally, that Tamerlan was an FBI informant, well, then, obviously, that makes Dzhokhar a patsy. However, U.S. District Judge George A. O'Toole refused the request for the information and didn't even bother to explain why. The defense lawyer said, we need to find out if Tamerlan was an FBI informant, and the judge said, no. Period. End of discussion. Judge Kangaroo, please report to the courtroom. Judge Kangaroo, please report to the courtroom. Still seeing all this information coming out about how $600 billion, with a B, dollars, was completely squandered and wasted in Afghanistan. A lot of people got very rich. Well, that's what the whole point of war is, to make the insiders rich at the expense of everybody else. That's what government does, takes a bunch of money, carve off pieces for their friends, and oh my goodness, where did that $6 billion in the State Department go while Hillary was Secretary of State? Where did that $2 to $3 trillion in the Pentagon vanished to? We were trying to find where that money went to, but gosh darn it, that 9/11 plane just flew around the other side of the Pentagon and crashed right into those accountants' offices, so we have no idea where that money went. Now, I want to get back on down to the Bundy Ranch because the rhetorical war is escalating, even if the Bureau of Land Management has, at least for the time, stood down. And by the way, there are still Patriot groups on a rotation going through their standing guard. Now, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has declared that all supporters of rancher Cliven and Bundy are domestic terrorists. Have you seen how slippery they're getting with that word? terrorist used to be somebody who carried out an act of terror, who went into a building or an airplane and a bomb and blew up a lot of people. But apparently standing up for your constitutional rights makes you a domestic terrorist in the eyes of Harry Reid. And I want to state now and for the record, I am not a terrorist. I'm annoying, irritating, and obnoxious, but I am not a terrorist. But I am going to take a stand to preserve the constitutional rights of the American people, because the government isn't going to do it, and the corporate media isn't going to do it. It therefore falls to us, and that was the main reason for the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. As Thomas Jefferson said, as a last resort, to throw off abusive government. Now, Dave Bundy, who's Cliven's son, has been released from prison. He was arrested for defending the cattle from the Bureau of Land Management rustlers, and he has been released without any charges, which is a tacit admission that the law is on the side of the Bundys and not of the Bureau of Land Management. Now, Ron Paul did an interview on Fox News where he's saying, you know, the federal government should stand down in Nevada. They are in the wrong. They're violating the Enclave Clause of the Constitution. They're violating the Fifth Amendment. They're violating the Tenth Amendment. They're violating the Homestead Act. They do not have the legal authority to be doing what they're doing, not just at the Bundy Ranch, but all over the place. Fox News, as is typical for them, turned around and tried to discredit Ron Paul by, you know, bringing up the fact that he's a 9/11 truther. Oh, we shouldn't listen to you. You know, you don't believe the story about Muslims and the World Trade Towers. And Ron Paul has very good reasons not for doing that. And Fox News is playing the same kind of smear tactic games the corporate media is known for. They've even done it against me. A few years ago, New York Times actually did an article about me in which they claimed I was insisting that there was evidence of intelligent civilizations on Mars being covered up by NASA. And, of course, I've never said anything like that whatsoever. And then, of course, companies like MSNBC wonder why their ratings are so low, why they're losing their audience to the independent media. Now, interestingly enough, over at Facebook, somebody put up what I thought was a funny post. And it says, you know, Clive Bundy should tell Harry Reid that those cows came in illegally from Mexico seeking better grazing opportunities, and it was an act of love. Facebook yanked that post, saying it's a violation of their community standards. Apparently, Facebook says, you're not allowed to make fun of a ridiculous, illegitimate government any longer here. So the war is heating up. And for Harry Reid to call the supporters of Bundy domestic terrorists kind of undermines the whole war on terror rationale. I mean, if you just scream everybody's a terrorist that you don't like, it sort of burns the word out. It's lost its shock value. You know, like hurling anti-Semite at somebody, you know, when you use it sparingly, you know, oh, anti-Semite terrorist. But today they're calling everybody an anti-Semite and everybody a terrorist and everybody's saying, big deal. We'll be right back after our top of the hour break.